This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto here, the pioneer of aftermarket podcast. Hey, you're going to ASTE September 24th through 25th, 2021? Well, if the answer is no, then let this episode be your reason why you need to attend. ASTE is a training and expo destination and the largest venue of its type in the Southeast. Now, this may be the year you take the entire shop. You know, we've been pent up for a while, needless to say. So it may be just the perfect time to attend technical and business training and, most importantly, network with your peers. Listen on your preferred podcast listening app of choice. You're probably there right now. Or you can head over to the Carmcast page on my website, remarkableresults.biz, to listen or watch this episode and all archived episodes. Hey, thanks to our partner Broadly for bringing you this important episode on ASTE. Hey, we are broadcasting on the mountaintop. Yes, yelling from the biggest megaphones we have. It's a Carmcast. And are you going to ASTE? We're here to talk all about ASTE. I'd like you to meet Tricia Sauls, the executive director of IGONC. How are you, Tricia?
I'm great. Thanks, Carm.
Hey, thank you for bringing this great group together so that we can talk about the largest automotive training and expo show in the Southeast. I love this show. It's not like it's not too big and it's not too small, but it's just right.
Yeah, it definitely has its own culture because of the size and the group that we represent. When we started the show, everybody's super friendly. It's like a bunch of friends getting together every year.
Don't think that we're talking small here, because we're talking pretty damn big. I know that for sure. Who also is with us is Brandon Steckler from Tech. He's the technical editor of Motor Age Magazine and instructor for both CarQuest Technical Institute and WorldPack Training Institute. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Carm. Before I go any further, I want to wish Tricia a happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Guys, I'm excited about this event coming up. For me, this is like a family reunion. We get to see the people we see all over the U.S. At other training events for the first time in a while. And I'm really stoked to be out in public again. There's not a dynamic quite like being in front of people. You guys agree?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Brandon brings up such a great point. And in fact, I had it in my notes about being a homecoming, Brandon. And, you know, I'm a hugger. Who knows if the CDC will let me do that. But you see.
You can hug me, Carl.
People's my life, and it is just going to be great to get together. Tony Mercury is also here with us, Director of Sales and Business Development at Auto Shop Solutions. Tony, how are you?
Hey, I'm at the beach this week, and is something I didn't want to meet. We're very passionate about supporting Tricia and the IGO and ASTE, so I made time for you guys. It was very important for me to be here.
He's on vacation, and he's with us. So that is true dedication. Thank you so much. George Zeeks is also here, business coach at ATI.
Hey, and I tell you what, thanks for letting me be here. And Tricia, this is awesome. I tell you, I love the fact that things are opening back up, because we all of us live to talk to our members and talk to the people. And, you know, what are they going through? How can we help them? How can we solve any issues they're having? How can we make their life better? I'm thrilled to be there in September.
Got a great cross section. We've got technology, automotive technology. We have marketing. We have business management. And I want to thank so much our great partner that brings you the Carmcasts. Are you seeing auto shops in your area get hundreds of five-star Google reviews? And are you feeling left behind because your shop only has a few? Hey, look, Broadly is your answer to getting more online reviews. Now, with more reviews, your business will rank higher in search results, and that means more customers coming into your shop every day. Broadly helps you automatically request reviews so that your customers can promote your business with just one click. When you immediately ask for a review after service, when the experience is still fresh in your customer's mind, you're more likely to get a five-star positive review. Plus, asking for feedback makes your customer feel valued and more connected to your business. Now, isn't that what you want? A connected customer? See how Broadly can help grow your shop. Visit on the web, getbroadly.com/Carm to learn more. That's getbroadly.com. Trish, I'm so excited. Thank you for coming on and talking about this. And that was my big point, Brandon and Trish, was homecoming. Let's talk about that.
It really is. You know, we've grown, but we've stayed at the same venue, you know, year after year. They've just remodeled. It's gorgeous. But we know everybody that's there. They help support us in the event. Our event is produced by our association. So we have members that volunteer year after year. And so we have that core group that looks forward to seeing everybody and gives us input on speakers that they're interested in. And so it's really kind of a show for the whole shop that's put on by the suggestions and work of the whole shop in our local members.
You know, I think that's such a big point, everyone, is that the input from the membership drives the agenda.
Yeah, when we had to cancel 2020, we had a couple classes that wouldn't work out, you know, for people to switch over to the 2021 dates. And so I reached out to the members of IGO and said, hey, if you could, you know, go to a show for a class, anybody you want to see, who would that be? And that's how we kind of filled out the schedule for the 2021 show.
Every time you're doing a commercial, and we're not, we're just doing a great discussion on this great program, but you still have to sell. And so my point is asteshow.com is the place to go if you wanted to find out anything about the show or sign up. I am sure the hotel that we're at is getting full. And you sure don't want to miss out on this. I know people from my hometown that come down every year. I mean, this is more than a regional show, Trish.
It is. And we love having you. You lead the town hall discussion every year, which is a really nice format. It gives everybody an opportunity to kind of have an open discussion about an industry topic that's, you know, kind of a hot button issue each year. And we have Quorum doing Quorumcasts or podcasts throughout, talking to different shop owners. It's just, you know, we really do try to get a lot of feedback from actual owners. It's not just somebody, you know, on a board making a decision that doesn't have a stake in the industry.
So we brought on these three gentlemen because of their areas of expertise and that they are going to be training there at ASTE. Brandon, you're looking forward to this, huh?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm real excited. This has been far too long.
So what are you going to be talking about? You have one class, multiple classes. What's your topics?
Well, I have one class, and this class has been out for a number of years now, but it's still, I'll use the word, fairly popular because the key is it applies to everything. So this is going to be pressure waveform acquisition and analysis from the inside out. And the idea is to be able to take pressure transducer technology and couple it with a lab scope so we can view an engine's performance dynamically, an engine overall from one bank to the other and individual cylinders even. The idea behind that is to develop a diagnostic game plan and approach without disassembly. As we know, the engine compartments of today's vehicles are getting smaller and smaller, and these engines react to faults so much more sensitively than in years past. The issues that are present today with valve sealing issues, cam lobe wear, lifters collapsing, things of that nature, all become very troublesome and fairly difficult to diagnose without disassembly. So this offers the user, the technician, a lot easier way to diagnose, a lot less intrusive. And again, the idea with most of the training I provide is that it applies to almost everything out there, everything with an internal combustion engine. So it could be very beneficial to anyone who takes the class.
I understand. I mean, that's a lot of technical stuff. But Trish, talk a little bit about what Brandon was saying. The percentage of shop owners versus technicians that come, 50-50, 60-40?
You know, we try to brand this as a whole shop event, and our main seller is the shop pass. So I would say maybe 25% are owners, but the other 75% are going to be, you know, their team that comes with them.
That's another great point, is you've got packages out there to bring an entire team. Am I right?
We do. As a matter of fact, that's one of the most important things, I think, that the way we format it is by having great sponsors and vendors support, we're able to make it an extremely affordable show for shops. So especially a shop that's sitting out there saying, you know, I'm not as successful as I'd like to be, that's what we're there for. We're there to help lift those guys up so that they can be on an even keel with the others in the industry that they feel like have more money or success.
Excellent point. I mean, I think I looked on the website, 38 or more classes from all kinds of great trainers and great, great subjects. As you pointed out, I'm going to be moderating a panel with Keith Perkins, with Brandon, and Jim Kokonis, thinking through the diagnostic process. And I know that it's going to be a real heavy conversation. I'm sure of it. Just like Brandon was just talking about his pressure waveform class. George, on the business side of what you're bringing to ASTE.
Well, I want to just mention, Brandon, I loved everything you said, and it went right over my head. I mean, like completely right over my head. I ran shops for 18 years, and I've been with ATI for, 16 years now. I got my ASE just out of self-defense because I didn't know anything about automotive. So I love the fact that at an event like this, you can bring the whole quote-unquote family. And your technicians have something to offer. I'm doing a section on the three managers that you need so that you can work on the business or get out of the business to grow that second in command, so that you've set everything up right so you'll take the time off that you deserve. Way too often, shop owners they become very successful. They start out here, and then as things grow, they need a different level of person. So you need to look at, who am I hiring today, but what are they going to be able to do 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now? What's the skill sets I'm looking for? How are they going to be able to interact with the technicians? The whole bit. So it's a great class for owners, and it's a great class for writers and managers that want to move up. And this is going to be your profession. You want to move up. This is the class you need to come to so that you can learn. Okay, this is where I need to work on. This is where I need to go. So that I create a better career for me, better life for my my owner, for myself, for my family, for my techs. It's absolutely a whole shop thing.
That's awesome. George, can I throw something in there real quick?
Please, please.
I love the fact that you're doing this because so many fail to realize it's not so much what the technician knows, but if he or she cannot educate their customer specialist, who then can't educate the consumer, right, our customer, how can we move forward? So I love that. It's truly a team effort.
It's a great point, Brandon. I attended the ATI Super Conference a few months ago now, and I was so impressed with the one of the themes of the second in command, George, and I'm glad you're teaching it there and realizing that many shop owners can't do it all. You're right. They need to work on their business, not in it. And we've actually done some shows in the last 3 months on the second in command. So I was inspired, and we've actually brought some people on from that conference to speak to that. So that's really good. Tony, what are you doing?
We're going to be talking about all things marketing. So what we like to call the four pillars of internet marketing and really how it applies to the shop. So a big focus on new customer acquisition, because I got to help get those cars to that shop so George can help them, grow their business from that point. So it's really one of the nicest parts about this show is there's really all aspects of a shop environment that's going to be offered there. So between the educational classes down to the trade show. So it's really anything for a shop to kind of really get that aha moment, whether at ASTE. So we're going to be talking about how to get those new cars, how to find them online. We're going to cover really the four pillars of internet marketing. So website, SEO, AdWords, and social media, and really how to maximize that to make sure you're getting found first before your competitors. And it's really fun for me, even just all aspects of talking to these shop owners, of really seeing them look outside their four walls and seeing what other resources are available in the marketplace and really see them starting to align different things and, getting a business coach and learning more of the technical aspect for their shop. And then seeing them, two, three, 4 years later and seeing that they went from $300,000-$400,000 annually to a $1 million shop. And they did it because of a resource like the ASTE show.
Excellent. Well, we've got a tease about what you're talking about. And the reality of running a business, any business, is we lose customers. And if we sit back on our laurels, George, you know this just as well as Tony, Brandon, we have to replace them. People move, they pass on, they have a bad experience, they decide not to play in your sandbox anymore, you're constantly having to be out there and, you know, be in the face of the customer. So great. Technology, business, marketing. Trish, I think you put a heck of a program together. And as I'm looking at these 38 over here on my screen, some of the biggest names that I know in the industry are there.
Yeah, I think that speaks to what Brandon was saying about it being kind of a big reunion for the whole family. We've got some great big name speakers, and then we've got just a well-rounded, I think, roster of information that we have available for people. Like Tony said, you know, sometimes you say, like, well, marketing, for example, for shops, yeah, it's something a lot of them outsource, so they don't understand the value. But if you don't know what you're spending your marketing money on because you don't understand it, you're not utilizing it the best way that you can. So you need those kinds of classes so that you know what you're doing, you know, and what everybody is doing to help you out that you're paying. So it's important for the owner to have these kinds of trainings available, especially in our industry. I think a lot of our shop owners are technicians that became business owners, and that extra support to help them make the most of their business while they do what they love is really important.
I tell you, it's to kind of throw in there, if you go back to the 80s, running a shop, a lot of things were breaking. It's completely different now. You know, you have to understand, especially shop owners that came up as a technician, they may get overwhelmed and want to retreat back to what they know or what they feel safe at. But you've got to have access to shows like this. You have to have that information because it's so much more complex to do the marketing, you know, to understand the internet. We've worked with Auto Shop Solutions for years. They're a great vendor. But you've got to have those extra aspects that you didn't have 15 or 20 years ago. And shows like this, that if you're thinking about going and you haven't signed up, you need to be there because you got to get exposed to this stuff. It's just absolute necessity to get to that next level for you.
Absolutely. One of my favorite stories, and he recently posted, was Lucas Underwood. He had a really good, compelling post about the importance of finding time and finding the dollars and resources. So not only bring yourself as a business owner, but your staff. And it's just the amount of training available. And it's just, I mean, read Lucas's post if you haven't, but that was his catalyst of where he is today. And he says it in the post.
Yeah, I know shops that they close down and they bring the entire team, which is why Trish has a team package for them. And if you're talking about building a training culture, we're going to talk about Friday. I mean, this is it. But there's a couple of other things that I want you all to talk about that is the value of why shows like ASTE are so important. Networking and lifelong friendships that develop. Once you put your ego on the shelf and become humble and you realize that you're here to learn on every aspect, be it technology, marketing, business management, you open yourself up. You're really like an open flower. And then you start bumping into people from all over the country, maybe someone from your own region. And in a non-competitive environment, you're shaking hands, meeting people, making lifelong friends. And we don't give networking sometimes the power that it deserves.
The problem is you get stuck in your shop and you feel alone, and you feel like you're the only one who has this problem, and you get to go to an event like this, and you start talking to people, and you realize you're not alone. You've got peers out there that, and you form friendships. They actually care for each other, and they talk to each other, and they help each other. Don't stay out there in the dark by yourself. Come into the light where you can meet some great, great people and form these friendships that'll be a support system forever for you.
That's a key word, support system. I found people openly want to help others, especially when they become friends because they met at events like this.
Yeah, I mean, not just the event, but with our association on top of it, the support that you get from other people in your same industry is so valuable, and it really helps you succeed. It's not a competition. There's enough cars out there, you know, for everybody to get a piece of the action and have a successful business. You know, nobody's asking anyone as a business to sell their secrets or share information they're not comfortable with. It's all just about training and lifting each other up and trying to get better as an industry entirely.
And then once you attend an event like ASTE and you're flying or driving home, you realize there are no secrets. We're all in it the same way. My business runs differently than yours because of me, our people, our culture, our market. And if I steal a great idea from Brandon, Tony, George, or anyone who's there, and I put my feel, my touch on it, it ends up becoming mine. And, you know, rip off and duplicate was one of the greatest things that I learned years ago. You know, you just steal an idea and now it becomes yours. And sometimes they say in business or in anything, there's no new ideas invented. They're just hybrids of the last one you heard.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. So we've got a great panel here, right? And some of the stuff we're saying, people have already heard, or they go to the conference and maybe they've heard this stuff before, but they hear it a slightly different way because Brandon puts a different spin or Tony puts a different spin on it. And now all of a sudden you've reached somebody, they go, oh, and the little cartoon light bulb goes on. And now you've helped somebody, you've made a difference in somebody's life. That there's no price tag for that. That's awesome.
This was great, Trish. We could go on forever, but what I would like to do is encourage anyone who may have a friend who needs to see this over and over again, share it, get this URL, send it to, as I said, send it to a friend who says, hey, I'm thinking of going to AST, or I am going to AST. I've already signed up, but I tuned in to see the team talk here. What can we do to get you to come? And I think what makes our industry so great is that we're willing to help to levels I don't think any other industry has ever had before. Let's go back to what happened when we were in COVID, Brandon, how hard you worked doing training, you know, during the times of COVID. And all we're trying to do now is duplicate what we did as an industry to reach out to each other and now get back to the homecoming piece where we can actually see each other face to face. And Trish, I know the CDC just said something yesterday, but we're not worried about it, are we?
We're not really worried about it. I mean, you know, the mask mandates in North Carolina, all the restrictions were lifted. I think it's going to be difficult for people to turn around and go backwards on that. I have to walk confidently in the direction that I want this event to go, and that is my plan. I'm going to stick with it. And, you know, obviously, if we learn something from the governor, we'll deal with that as it comes. But I really do have high hopes that we'll get through at least the end of September, because we're still, you know, in North Carolina, that's the summer still. So, you know, I think we'll hold out till then.
Hey, does anyone have a final word or two to contribute as we bring this to an end?
I just want to remind everybody that training does not cost, it pays. So I learned that from my mentor, and it's been part of my mantra ever since.
And would that be Mr. Jim?
That sure would be Mr. Jim Moore.
Jim Moore.
We'll be there.
Hey, this was great. Trisha, thanks for bringing this panel together and coming on and talking about this incredible event that I truly adore. Trisha Sauls, Executive Director of the Independent Garage Owners of North Carolina. Brandon Steckler, Technical Editor of Motor Age Magazine and Instructor for CTI and WTI. Tony Mercury was also here with us, Director of Sales and Business Development from Auto Shop Owners. And George Zeeks, good to see you, George, from ATI, Business Coach at ATI. Hey, have a great weekend. I hope to see, I will see all of you, and I hope to see anyone who's listening at ASTE in September.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.